Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, can anyone tell me why I've got this answer phone message from Chris Moyles today?
Oh, thanks a lot, Mills. You now owe me £10. Answer your blooming phone. Call me back.
Right, what's that about? Why do I owe him a tenner?
I know.
Okay, hello. Laura.
Because I made a bet with him this morning. £5. And I said that you screened your calls a lot and that if he tried to call you, you wouldn't pick up. And then the one who doesn't speak added another £5, thusly making £10, and he called you and you didn't pick up.
I was in the shower.
Yeah, you still didn't pick up, so...
No. You never pick up.
Well, I do answer my phone sometimes.
You never answer your phone.
I do,
ever,
sometimes.
Ever.
I do.
I tried to call you 5 times over the weekend and you never answered once.
Well, I didn't get any missed calls from you, so...
I didn't, but the twice I've ever tried to call you, you've never answered
Look,
your phone.
Look, I just prefer to text, yeah? Loads of people do.
Well, how come when we were talking in the office, everybody in the office agreed that you never pick up your phone, ever?
You're killing the art of conversation. Single-handedly.
Right. How does that make you feel?
I do sometimes answer the phone.
You never answer your phone.
But I like the way that Chris was going, you know, because it's him and he's the saviour of Radio 1 and all that. He was going, yeah, well, I reckon if I try, he'll pick up the phone to me.
Well, because he's Chris Moyles, he thought that he might be different.
Yeah.
Is that why he sounds so annoyed on this?
Oh, thanks a lot, Mills. You now owe me £10. Answer your blooming phone. Call me back.
Yeah, I see what you've done there, Laura.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, Treek, it's Scott on Radio 1. How are you today? Maroon 5. So I'm just going a little LA because I'm now talking about my new favourite TV show, which is called Sunset Tan. It starts, I've got good news, it starts in the UK next month. But it's on in America at the moment, and we do love this show. I saw it when I was in Los Angeles. Basically, it's a fly-on-the-wall reality show about a tanning salon in LA. Now, this is the place where all the stars go to get their tans, like Lindsay Lohan and Paris and Britney. That's where they all go.
Right.
Now, do you remember last time when, this is last week, I told you about a mum who wanted a little 8-year-old girl to get a tan for the school photo.
I want her to be tan. Last year she was a little pale, and I want her to stand out this year.
So her 8-year-old was a little bit pale in the photo last year, so she decided to go to Sunset Tan Salon.
What do you think?
Did you want to get the Lindsay Lohan special?
Yes.
Do you want to look like Lindsay Lohan?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, she's having the Lindsay Lohan special. She's 8. That's brilliant. Yeah, encourage her to be just like Lindsay Lohan. That's really good. But I can beat this. I have another amazing episode of Sunset Tan, right?
Uh-huh.
Not only do they tan you at this salon, they will come to you.
Right.
Seriously, and I'm telling you, you would love Holly and Molly to come round to yours and give you a little spray.
What do Holly and Molly do?
They work at the Sunset Tan.
Right, and they're a double act, are they?
Yeah, you'd like that if they came round. So anyway, Molly and Holly turn up to give somebody a spray tan.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing, ladies? My name is Ronnie.
I'm Molly.
Molly, nice to meet you.
Are we tanning you?
We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that, he says.
Right.
Now, I think the girls were quite pleased at that stage that it wasn't that nice man, Ronnie, who they'd be tanning, because he does have a very strange way of saying hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, I'm Ronnie. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. So it's not Ronnie they're tanning, but Ronnie will explain who it is.
Okay, come with me here. What we're going to do today is we have a gentleman whose name is Franklin. Franklin was a TV broadcaster.
Note the past tense there.
Was.
Franklin was a TV broadcaster. Now, can you guess what's going to happen
now? Oh, my
now?
God, if this is what I think it is, this is revolting.
That's right, ladies. You're at a morgue.
Franklin was a TV broadcaster, and he was always tan. He always looked good. His appearance always meant a lot to him.
Oh, my God.
Ladies.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
what are they doing to it?
They kind of realised that they were in a morgue, that's all.
Now they're spraying a corpse.
They even bronze corpses. He was always tanned when he was on TV, and there's no reason that he can't be tanned now.
That is so what you're going to be like when you're dead.
That's true, actually.
Isn't it?
Yeah. You're not going to be one to look. You're not going to want to look pale, are you? Lying in your coffin.
Like, oh, I'm dead. I'm not looking my best. I know what.
I'm looking a bit pale.
And you know I hate looking pale. Do you know what I mean? I would do this. Yeah, definitely. Also, they do. Don't they do that thing in America, which is why they probably have done this, where people come and see you in the coffin. Everyone just walks by and has a look. Yeah, what's that about? That's wrong, isn't it?
You can do that here as well, can't you?
Can you?
Mm, that's what. So you will need it.
Okay, well, I'm going to do it, and let's face it, if you are going to do it, you might as well look good. So that's what I'm going to do.
It's good. You're going to put that in your will?
Yeah, definitely. Tonight, in fact. Now, it's good to see that the girls were quite sensitive to the situation when they found out where they were. Is that the reaction that you get when you go for a spray tan now? Hello, I'm Mark. Shall I just get undressed here?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, kind of.
Right. Do they say this as well when they spray tan you?
I'm looking at a non-living thing right now.
Yes, they do.
I'm looking at a non-living thing right now.
So the girls aren't too happy about spray tanning an actual deceased person, but one of them does come up with a fantastic solution.
I am not going to spray tan.
I don't want to go in. I'm not going in.
I will. Okay. Just give me a bucket and I'll dip them in it.
Right. So
they
she's...
say that as well.
Yeah. Do they? Yeah. Just get me a bucket and I'll dip them in it.
Just give me a bucket and I'll dip them in it.
Think about that.
I'm looking at a non-living thing. Just give me a bucket and I'll dip them in it.
That is the best show on TV right now. It's called Sunset Tan. It's not on here yet, it's on in America, but it starts in the UK on E, which I think stands for Entertainment. It's one of those channels you've got but don't realise. And it's at the beginning of July. Watch it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, we'll speak to this bloke in a minute. He's got a bit of a phone problem. You all right, Laura?
No. I feel a bit windy.
Oh, you need to fart.
Yeah.
Oh.
Go on then.
No, don't.
Go on, pull up a mic.
Don't. Why?
Are they...
Oh, my God. I'm going to be sick.
Oh, my God.
Stay over there. Stay over there.
If you ever feel the BBC is dumbing down at all, please do let us know here at BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right. What do I hate most in the whole world?
No,
not him.
Musicals.
That's right, musicals. We've read this discussion many a time.
Yeah.
I can't stand musicals.
Although
what's
the final of Joseph was very good on Saturday.
Was it?
I'm very excited.
I can't
wait to go and see that.
Really?
Come to Joseph with me. Come and watch Joseph with me.
No.
That's a great musical.
I would rather... No, I can't say what I'd rather do.
You would change your mind if you
I'd
came to Joseph
I'd rather eat my own
me.
Ears than go to that, to be honest. Oh. I don't like musicals.
Oh. That's right, I'll go on my own then. Mm. So anyhow,
right.
The fact that you don't like musicals, what's wrong with that?
Okay, right, so at the weekend I saw my mum, right?
Yeah, how's she doing?
She's fine, thanks.
Did she ask after me?
Not this time, no.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right, and she hasn't told you yet then.
And she's coming down to visit me in that London.
She said she was going to.
In a couple of weekends time.
Right.
Shut up.
Right, yeah.
Right.
So she's coming to visit you.
Yeah.
Right. She says.
She wants me to book...
Staying with me.
I'm ignoring you. I'm pushing on with the story.
Okay, keep going, sorry.
Pushing on with the story.
Sorry.
Right. She wants me to book tickets for me and her to go to Sing Along a Sound of Music, which apparently they do every Friday night in London.
Right.
Where they play the film in a cinema and people dress up and sing along to the sound of music.
Excellent. So you're going to go?
What can I say? It's my mum.
After everything that your mum has done for you over the years...
Well, I hate musicals.
So, after everything she's done, surely you can give a little bit back to her and dress up as a nun and go to the Sound of Music.
And sing a doe, a deer, a female deer.
Why not?
Why do I have to be a nun?
Well, you don't. You can go...
I could be a German officer instead.
I would. Don't do that. Prince Harry once got into trouble for that.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to be on the front page of Heat dressed as a Nazi
Spotted.
Officer.
Mills dressed as a Nazi.
Personally, I would advise, not that I do your PR, but, you know.
I just don't want to go.
I think,
I reckon it'd be full of weird people.
I think I don't understand why lots of people dress up as brown paper packages. I don't get
brown
that.
Paper bags.
Right, but that's another costume you can wear.
Right.
So I think you should. I think you owe your mum one. I think you should go to it.
Right. Apparently, it's a great way to pick up chicks, says Rachel, who was dressed up as one of the kids once and pulled. That's wrong, isn't it?
Oh, no.
It's not good, is it?
No.
After all the crap you've put her through, you wimp, for want of a better word, flipping go to the Sound of Music with your mum. I don't want to. What would I prefer, though? Would I, should I go with her?
Or well, how about...
Or do I mean, let I you go with
I
her?
I don't like musicals apart from Joseph, and Sound of Music definitely not. But if it means a night in a cinema with your mum, then I'll take her if
I
you
don't want,
want
you to go with my mum. I'll just worry. I'll be sat at home worrying all night about you coming on to my mum dressed as a Nazi. Radio
1. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.